This morning on the Children's Hour, we are so excited to be joined by sisters Aubrey and Angela. What's your last name?
Weber.
From the Double Clicks from Portland, Oregon. Welcome to KUNM. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thank you so much for having us.
You are sisters who perform. Should we just get into it and play a song right away, and then we'll come back and chat about what it is you do?
Absolutely. Happy to do it.
Great.
Would you rather have flight or invisibility? Or would you rather have the power to control the creatures of the sea? Would you rather be able to rapidly change your size? Or would you rather be able to squirt blood out of your eyes? That would be the worst superpower ever. The worst superpower ever. That would be the worst superpower ever. Would you rather stop time or never need to breathe? Or would you rather have your one weakness be a really common thing? What if you were lactose intolerant but could make things taste like cheese?
Cheese!
Or if you had the power to induce a slight fatigue, that would be the worst superpower ever. The worst superpower ever. That would be the worst superpower ever. Would you rather have an extra hand or run real fast and far? Or would you rather be a really rich dude with a super awesome car? Would you rather have the power to create an invisible chair?
Oh, sure.
Or the ability to always predict what someone else would wear? That would be the worst superpower ever. The worst superpower ever. That would be the worst superpower ever.
Love it. The Double Clicks on the Children's Hour. The worst superpower ever. That's the title track of your kids' CD, is it not?
It is.
I love that CD. There's so many gems on it. Well, tell us about yourselves. Your sisters, how old are you? Can I ask, or is that rude?
Late 20s. Yep. I think I'm 26 right now.
You sure are.
Yes. We're sisters. We live in Portland. It's not where we grew up, but we moved out there when we became adults, and we did not necessarily get along all the time when we were kids, but now that we have music and each other, we're very happy.
That's Angela talking.
Yes.
Aubrey?
It's true.
Are you the older sister or the younger
sister? I am the older sister, and I got done with school first, and I moved out to Portland because it's really green. It's got a lot of trees, and it stays green all year round, and started a band with my younger sister. It was very fun.
Did you perform as kids together?
Yes. We both picked up instruments when we were about three. And I hated practicing. So I didn't really get back into it until later when I realized I could write songs about fun things that I liked, like dinosaurs and superpowers.
Your songs are often about things that people wouldn't predict a song is going to be about.
Yes.
I mean, worst superpower ever, but it even goes beyond that. Would you play something for us that's kind of outside the box?
Sure, again? Absolutely. You're not the right shape, and you're not the right size. You don't get along with others, but you need to realize that the actors in the movies are not what you're supposed to be. You are good the way you are, 'cause you are you, that's best you see. We've all been looking for role models and turned our eyes to Hollywood, but that's not where to find them. Look to yourself, yes, that is good, it's okay. Velociraptor, don't be sad, Velociraptor, 'cause you're the size of a turkey, not a lion. Can't turn a knob and don't have friends to rely on. The movies have created an unattainable expectation. The raptors in those films were a fictional creation. Don't judge yourself too hard, Velociraptor. You are good the way you are, Velociraptor. Rawr, Velociraptor. Rawr, Velociraptor.
That's not only about velociraptors, I think.
Yes, you've found the trick. We're very tricky.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Children's Hour, and we're talking to the Double Clicks. They're sisters, Aubrey and Angela Weber from Portland, Oregon. And they played a show here in Albuquerque this week, and so excited that you were able to come to the studio and talk with us and tell us more about you. Well, how would you inspire kids who are listening right now? I mean, it's inspirational to see you two. First of all, getting along so well.
It's a lot easier now that we're grown up and that we realize that the things that we grew up doing, like listening to Weird Al and all of that, are shared experiences we have together that we like to talk about. And I think music is something that really brings us together. We get to go out and meet a lot of people and have fun. And I just enjoy doing it because I get to, you know, talk about the geeky stuff I like and have a good time doing it.
Mm-hmm. What geeky stuff do you like?
Oh, that's a great question. I love me some dinosaurs. I love some comics, video games, Minecraft, of course.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's a very fun time for everybody to be sort of a nerd, whether it's just, you know, playing a game on your phone or on your iPad or something, or, you know, reading all about Wonder Woman. Or It's a cool passion that you can enjoy by yourself or with a bunch of other people in costume.
Mm. Aubrey and Angela are from the Double Clicks. Would you play us one more song?
Absolutely.
You can check out the Double Clicks online before we go to your next song. Where online can we find you?
Yeah, you can find our EP, our kids' EP, Worst Superpower Ever, on iTunes or on our website, thedoubleclicks.com, where we also have a new album called Dimetrodon, which is based on a prehistoric creature who is not a dinosaur.
What was a Dimetrodon, if not a dinosaur?
It's a big lizard. It looks a lot like a dinosaur, but that was 150 million years before dinosaurs. I encourage everybody to look it up because it's very fascinating. They were 10 feet long. They ate sharks, and they're called synapsids. They're sort of mammalian in an interesting way. So
Dimetrodon.
Look it up. Go to your library.
This is the Double Clicks on the Children's Hour.
In first grade, you said I was pretty. In ninth grade, you were quiet but witty. Then you moved out to some other city and became a deranged millionaire. You've got a master plan and it's evil. Your hopes are for worldwide upheaval. They seem violent and somewhat medieval. But I'm thinking that my love could save you. You've got lasers and I've got feelings. Your lonely heart could use some healing. You've got lasers and I've got feelings for you. Everyone in the world knows your name now, and that might give you some comfort somehow. But no one has promised their vows, and I know I'm the right one for you. To me, you just seem so alone. You're collecting your enemies' bones, and you use them in building your throne. And I think I should give you a call. You've got lasers and I've got feelings. Your lonely heart could use some healing. You've got lasers and I've got feelings for you. I can see right through your disguise. It's not hard, it only covers your eyes. And I wonder if you ever cry or if you ever think about me. I'm not trying to give you a guilt trip, but they won't let me onto your airship. My friends tell me I'm losing my grip, but I want you to know that I care. You've got lasers and I've got feelings. Your lonely heart could use some healing. You've got lasers and I've got feelings for you.
And Angela and Aubrey are with the Double Clicks from Portland, Oregon. You can learn more by going to thedoubleclicks.com, and you can find them on iTunes. Thanks for being on the Children's Hour, you two.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.